All right, so Steve, earlier this week, you mentioned that you saw this video the other day when Jay-Z, you know, when he was asked about DMX, and he said that DMX inspired him to step up his stage game. If you recall, the two toured together back in 1999 on the Hard Knock Life tour, and Jay said watching DMX made him improve his performances. He discussed it on LeBron James' show, The Shop. Take a listen.
X is about to go on, and I'm like, you know, I want to see. I got like
X is before you.
X is going before me. And then he goes, and the arena goes crazy. First of all, deafening, and I'm like, oh, he has a thing like an Alizé and Hennessy mix. It looks like blood. It's like he's drinking blood, right? And he's running back and forth. One, two. Here he goes. Halfway through the show, then he takes his shirt off.
And now
the girls are screaming.
And the chain, the dog chain.
Yeah, the dog chain, and he's going nuts, right? And I'm like, first the guys are going crazy. Now the girls are going crazy. And then he gets to the end, and he starts a prayer.
Oh, my God.
And now they're crying.
Yeah.
The whole arena is crying. Yeah. And I'm like, they're like, hey, now you go. And I had Hard Knock Life.
So then it begs the question, guys, who inspired you to step your game up, Steve?
Well, honestly speaking, and I ain't saying it because he on the show, but J. Anthony Brown.
Wow.
J. Anthony Brown was the first major influence I had in comedy, man. This dude, he was such an animal up there, man. And I didn't know how to do it like he was doing it. Mm-hmm. He was in front of white people doing black jokes. just this it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all don't laugh, go somewhere. But and it came from a real black perspective. And I was standing up, in the back, man, with, I was going, damn, dude right here, he's saying what he want to say. Mm-hmm. He was just doing jokes. And I mean, it was my first week out on the road. And that 10 days with him was an eye-opener for me, man. Because that's when I started saying, hold up, man. I got to get to being more me. Because this dude was just black and on stage and making money and headlining. So for me, in the very beginning, I kid you not, it was this dude right here. J. Anthony Brown, and it started a friendship that has been around for over 30 some years, man.
And that's real talk, man.
That's the honest truth.
That's really cool.
If anybody tell my story, if they don't put Jay in it, they ain't told my story, because he was there at the beginning.
Coming up, it is our last break of the day.
It is the last break of the day. Damn it, get rid of the filibuster.
And at 49 minutes after, of course, we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey, our fearless leader, coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.